3, 2, 1.
Live from Pasadena, California, it's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
What is up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes? My name is Sky, as Jeremy once again said. Thank you, Jeremy, and welcome to The Gathering. It's been a long week. Once again, we love this 1 hour we get to spend with you, and thank you for your time and spending some time with us. I also never gather alone. I got my nerd buddies here with me, and I'm going to just start it off by introducing them. Oscar, what's up?
Wes, how's everyone doing tonight?
Good, man. Good. Nice to hear your voice. We got Daniel.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
Daniel, welcome. And we got the D-Meister. You know what? I do miss Derek when we used to record the on Anchor, and you would always have a name for us to laugh at.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I could still change it, but I forgot to on Zoom. I mean, I don't know exactly how to on Zoom. Plus, I use it for school, so I don't want to forget one night.
These nuts.
Daddy long leg or like small penis or something.
Yeah, Derek would always put some nasty, like something there, and it was hilarious every single time. But that you should totally do that for school. That'd be funny.
Oh no, dude! I'm not gonna drop that money and fail the class for some stupid stuff like that.
Oh, that's awesome! That's awesome, man. All right, so really quick, don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Daniel.
_gathering_nerd.
Awesome. Get on Instagram, guys. Follow us. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming up, especially during the last week of the month. Because that is our 1 year anniversary doing this podcast, which I can't believe. First off, I can't believe we ever started this thing, because it came from a simple idea. It's like, what? We just talk about this stuff all the time. So let's like talk about it so other people can listen, because maybe other people do what we do, which is just nerd out and just talk about everything and anything. And people seem to like the show. So a year later, we're doing this to a lot more people are listening. So thank you if you've just joined us. Thank you if you've been along for the entire ride. And thank you in general.
Thank you.
It's been fun. We're having a good time. And we'll continue to do this as long as you guys continue to like it. And if you don't like it, well, then we'll still continue to do it. All right, let's check in with everybody. Oh, actually, let's get the party started right. I actually love this clip, and I just got to play it because it makes me so happy.
What's up, the gathering? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
All right, thank you, Jeremy. I don't know why it makes me so happy. I love playing that thing. All right, Oscar, what is going on? How are you?
It's been good. Good week. It's been a long week. A little bit of a headache for me. As you know, you guys, I've been with my girlfriend for almost close to 5 years now. And I'm going to do the big propose. I'm going to propose sometime next year in July. So you guys be on the lookout for a special event on that note. But
hold on. The crowd is going wild. That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was that? That's the punchline one.
Yeah. That was the punchline, huh? But, all right, guys. Derek, I know you can't really touch up based on this, but, like, is it really that hard to find a ring? Like, it's, like, because crazy today. I went to, like, different jewelers and, like,
I can relate to this problem. It's hard being a player. I need a ring.
What kind of ring are you talking about? Is this a ring from the finger or a cock ring?
It's a pin finger. Pimp ring.
I might beep that one out. Sorry. Sorry if you're too young to hear that.
This is going in the bloopers.
Okay, go on. You know, Oscar, it is it's just on what she likes and what you like and kind of coming to terms with that. And the problem is there's 1,000 of these things. I mean, have you ever looked at them with her to kind of get a gauge on what she likes?
I mean, she sent me what kind of ring she likes. So, like I have an idea of what she wants. But at the same time, it's like I know what she wants and I know what I like. So it's like it's kind of hard, like, to pick. And, you know, it's like I feel like she's going to like a certain one that I already found for her. But it just really – yeah,
it's not first thing. It's not what you want. First of all, it's always what they want.
I know. That's
so hard. Dragon Ball Z ring is not gonna work.
Yeah. Are you sure?
No, you know the seven star ball. You know, is never gonna come to play.
It's more money than that. Right?
That is funny.
I mean, honestly, I don't mind chopping down. You know, whatever the ring is worth. But I'm just, you know, it's just a hassle of trying to find a good spot where they can give you a good deal. You know, and it's just. So right now, like I'm like at the last two rings that I want. So now I just figure out where I want to buy it at.
Okay. Well, good luck. Either way.
Good luck. Obviously, your girlfriend doesn't listen to the podcast because she's saying
this is the one time she listens to it.
She's not about the nerds. She's not about the whole anime movies, upcoming movies, or anything. If something comes up like that I like, and she'd be like, okay, I'm interested, but I'm going to be open up in this conversation because she's never going to listen to this conversation.
So. Okay, just so you know, she probably listens to it just to make sure you don't say some stupid shit. So she probably listens to it, and she tells you she doesn't.
No, she'll tell me. That was stupid what you said last night. Like, just say it. She'll tell me.
See, so she does listen.
No, but she doesn't listen.
How did you know? Maybe she just says that, but she actually does listen.
Yeah.
You know, women.
Oh, man.
This guy, bleep everything.
Yeah, the whole podcast is going to be this.
Just leave the conquering.
Let's start over again. Start over.
Oh, that's awesome.
Start from the top.
Okay. All right.
What's up, the gathering?
Oh, man.
Good.
Thank you for that, Oscar. Anything else, man? Anything else you got going on? I mean, that's big news. I don't think you can follow that up.
No, okay. There's no follow-up. It's just been ring hunting this whole week, so it's pretty much it.
All right. Well, congratulations. Good luck. Let us know the outcome. We'll be interested in sitting on pins and needles.
Pins and needles.
All right, Derek. Or Derek. Daniel, what's going on, Daniel?
I don't even want to go after that.
Yeah.
my week has been boring.
I ain't got shit going on.
Nothing going on. That was just a long work week. It just felt like a long work week, and I'm excited that it's over and the weekend's here and get to relax a little bit. But other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? We don't have to have a lot of stuff going on. It just can be life is life. Life is life. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes life is life. So what's up? Dude, that's pretty sick because we are on Zoom. Not everyone always has their cameras on. I typically do just because I enjoy the background I have, so I just stare at that. But I actually, Derek has his going on. He has a pretty cool background going on tonight. Derek, what am I looking at?
X-Men versus Street Fighter.
X-Men versus Street Fighter. So is this like the game? Like, just are you actually playing or?
Yeah.
This motherfucker is playing video games while he's talking to
this
us.
This is a nerd podcast.
That's true.
We do nerd shit.
That's true. I'm surprised you're not watching porn then. Like anime porn.
I'm in my underwear.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right, Derek, besides playing video games, what's going on with you, man?
Work week, retro shopping.
Yeah, I got to join you on that. That was awesome.
Yeah, we went to, me and Sky actually went to like two stores. I feel like, how long were you at the first store before I arrived, Sky? The first location?
I way too long because I probably did like 7 laps.
Did you?
Well, it was really just, it's like, it was overwhelming.
Like you would have stayed longer if the kids weren't there.
Yeah, I was babysitting some kids, some of our nieces and nephews. So they were kind of. Yeah. You know what though? They were good. They were actually really good in that store. I wanted to take them because you got to expose them. Like when they're young, you got to expose them to the nerd, man. If you don't give them the taste of nerd, they're not gonna. They're gonna beat us up later on, and we can't have that.
Oh, I mean, like the first time I was at that store, I was there for like nearly almost 3 hours, like browsing like video games and the movies. And, you know, so it was fun seeing Sky there and, you know, him looking around the stuff.
I bought a VCR actually.
You did? People. I'm getting. See, the retro stuff is coming back.
Well, I have so many. You know what? Okay, I was actually. I'll let Derek finish. I'll tell you in my part why I bought this VCR in particular. Yeah, there's two reasons.
Tell me why.
You go first.
Oh, one. Okay. You know what?
70s porn.
Yeah, dude. Like he likes the hair.
That's the one reason he bought it. Like I guess some old VHS tapes.
So, yeah. You know, he has his reasons for his VHS tapes. I don't know, because he was a. Were you going to buy the TV or not, Sky, first of all?
No, I wasn't going to buy
it. No, you weren't going to buy it? No. So,
porn doesn't look good on TVs like that. You need high
Are you kidding me? It does. It looks more authentic. It looks real. Amateur POV shots. Anyway. Okay, so anyway, sorry about that. Let's just get this done. Okay, so went to the retro shop, met up Sky. We hit up two shops with him. He was looking for some Sega games or Dreamcast games, right? And, yeah, Dreamcast. You know. I picked Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger and American Werewolf in London. So that's adding on to my horror movie collection. So in the total, I have about like 20 horror movies already. I still have like plenty to go. I'm still looking for the Marvel vs. Capcom game for PS1. So if any of our listeners have it and want to sell it to me, you know, go to the Instagram and send a DM. I'll buy it. And that's basically it. Sky, you go on. You tell me your end of the story now.
So when I was younger, obviously, I mean, I didn't have much going on. That was probably the one thing I got to get out and do this week, which is pretty cool. But the reason I actually got this VCR is I have all these old cassettes, more so that I recorded from old. It's just probably like, I want to say probably like get a good 40 recorded cassettes where I would record TV shows and movies that were on HBO. And so like Transylvania 5000, like all these old 80s movies and 90s movies that I would just record because they were on. And I actually really want to see, when you go back and you go, what was I thinking? What was it? And watch these recorded movies, because I think it'd actually be a lot of fun. Like I recorded the last episode of Cheers. So I'd be really interested to see like how that recording went and the commercials that were on. So I don't know. I find that kind of stuff really, really interesting. That's why I got it. Plus, I have a Mount St. Helens souvenir tape that I got one time in Washington, and that is going to be the highlight. Number one tape that goes in there. Mount St. Helens souvenir tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens.
You guys know what Mount St. Helens was, right?
Sounds familiar, but no.
Mount St. Helens is, I believe, the last volcano that erupted in the United States, and that's in Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
Good. So yeah, that's it. But that was it. I don't know. It was weirdly exciting buying a VCR.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like buying new tech, but yeah. It's outdated tech, but it's so fun.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a weird like kind of like thrill, like, oh man, like I'm gonna go way back with this. So it was cool.
Oh yeah, man.
I could never afford it back then. Now I'm a ballin'.
Yeah, guess what, dude? You're probably not going to be able to afford them now because they're going up again. Fucking pieces of shit, dude. Goddamn nerds, dude. I went in today and all the games are pretty cheap. Dreamcast games are expensive, dude.
It's a good console.
Yeah, Arcadia, what is it? Over the Skies of Arcadia? That game's like running like $160.
Did you see how much the other one was? Like $139 for the PlayStation edition one. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I just want to have it. I have it now.
Now I'm curious. I never played that game. I want to see like how good it is. So anyways. All right. But before we get into gaming, because we're going to kind of start talking about that, I know that Derek had some gaming news tonight. So without further ado, we will. I'm delaying because I got to find the button. Start.
Nerd News!
And our first topic of Nerd News tonight is gaming.
Prepare to qualify.
All right, Derek.
Yo. So let's get started, people. Okay, new in the gaming news, we are going to get a new Nintendo Switch. 4K, I believe, with a bigger screen. There is some concept art with it, and I'm all for it. I mean, I'm trying to collect retro stuff right now, like the Game Boy Color and the Game Boy SP, like Daniel currently has. Well, he found it.
Yeah.
Bastard just found it.
I found my old Game Boy SP, Vance.
So I'm trying to get that, and it's harder to find, and it's probably going to be harder to find than that. But I mean, if you're a Nintendo fan and you want to upgrade, or don't, this is your first Switch, I say you get it. I mean, it looks sick, you know, like bigger screen, 4K. Let's play Animal Crossing in 4K.
Animal Crossing, ooh, that's going to be epic.
FPS games and everything for it, but yeah, and I downloaded Genshin Impact, that game that Oscar recommended. It's pretty fun, you know. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
All right, cool. Any other gaming news? And Derek, by the way, you're killing me with the fucking button pushing, dude.
Oh, can you hear it?
I'm like, it took me a second. I'm like, who's texting or doing that? I'm like, oh, Derek's playing video games. Mother effer, dude, I forgot. And then I'm starting to watch you play too. So,
do you see me?
You fucking suck.
He sucks.
Oh, dude, you see, like right now, I did the Hadouken combo and I missed him. Oh. And he keeps jumping, bro.
Oh, you're whack, Daniel. Daniel, you found your what was it today?
A Game Boy Advance SP.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I knew I had it. Time to use it.
I know I had it, but I'm like, where did I saw it last? And I went to my dad's house today and I looked at the spot that we have our old like phones and stuff and it was there. I was so excited. I went on Amazon and I bought the charger. Should be here tomorrow.
No.
I think if you have a kid, right? I don't think you have time to play, man. I think you should sell it to me for like $20.
That's why you get the Advanced SP. It folds and you can put it in your pocket.
And no one knows it's there. What's in your pocket?
No one's going to know.
Nobody knows know this big old thing in my pocket.
No.
Big old, like, square device. What is that, a ball?
Beeping. That's
awesome. Right? Beeping.
Oh, that's funny. You know what, game news, I don't really, I had the old game, and I actually found it, was the Greatest Hits Midway, and I think I mentioned this last time, but it has 720 Rampage, which they just made a movie out of, Gauntlet, Spy Hunter, Moon something, I think, I don't remember the name of it, and Paperboy, and I was playing Paperboy. Oh man, I love that game. And Rampage, I forgot like how crappy these old games are and how entertained I am by them.
So
Rampage
fun.
Is fun. Such a fun game.
Right? I got Mortal Kombat, the trilogy. So it has like all the characters or whatever. Dude, it's hard to play Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like the old school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you gotta, dude, so hard.
You gotta enter cheat codes, man. There's no way. Like
you just have to duck and punch the whole time.
Yeah. Seriously, I played as Goru and I won, of course.
Yeah, see.
Did you enter cheat codes?
Nah, he comes with it. Him, Goru, or wait, him, Shao Kahn, and Mortaro.
Mortaro was cheat too, yeah.
Yeah, that dude was hard. Fucking pissed me off too. But you guys want to have a Street Fighter competition anyway?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
Anybody want to put some money on these OG games?
Maybe I'm down to put some money.
Maybe ooh, that's you down to play us some
2v2? 2v2, yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on. We can wait, put the wagers down later. And we don't bet, just so you know, FCC, we don't bet. all right. I don't know. I think it's illegal to place wages in the state of California. So
they finally got us, guys. Yeah, they found us. They've been monitoring this podcast for years,
and
they got us.
They're like, we got
them finally.
Yeah, we heard the guy knock at the doors.
All these years of waiting.
Oh man, dude, I'm like Al Capone, dude. I'm going down for tax evasion.
All right, what's next on the agenda?
All right, Oscar had some pretty amazing, and actually I'm excited about this, some pretty awesome anime news. Oscar?
Well, guys, if you guys are a big My Hero Academia fan or Demon Slayer fan, the My Hero Academia new season, I believe it's season 7, comes out March 27th of 2021. And Demon Slayer, it will be released sometime later this year. So I'm very excited. I'll keep you guys posted on the Demon Slayer movie that just came out, but was released in Japan. Still hasn't been released in the U.S., but I know it got released in Canada and I believe Germany. So I'll keep you guys posted when we'll be able to be watching that Demon Slayer movie in the U.S.
Was it in the theaters that they released it, or is it streaming?
Yes, theaters.
Oh, man. I actually would want to see that. I really, really, really like that show. I'm glad you recommended it. Yeah, I'm not all the way through it, but... It's a good watch, man. It really is a good watch.
Like, I don't even really watch it, but I know, like, it was sold out in Japan, like, for a few days, the movie.
It hit within the opening release, it outboxed one of the Marvel movies, like, big time.
Which one, do you know?
Let's see.
One of them, Derek. One of them.
Black Widow. One of them.
You guys got to practice taking notes. Do you know it? See, I don't even know actually half this stuff. I just write it down. Wait, I shouldn't have said that out loud, huh? Right. Son of a bitch. Oh, man. I lost nerd status today. So.
Do you see that the Flash is coming back, too?
The what?
Sky.
Oh, the TV Flash? Show?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Even Wonder Woman, Superman and Lois actually had really high ratings as well, and they're all coming back. I'm just a little bit behind. You want to actually know where I'm at?
No, don't tell me. I'm going to get upset with you.
No, well, the thing is time, because those shows actually take a lot of time, and I try to watch them in order. So I'll watch, like, Supergirl, Arrow, or actually, I'm sorry, Arrow,
like,
Supergirl,
Flash. Are you still watching Arrow? I'm like, dude.
Well, the thing, it's in the last season, but I'm right before, and I'm savoring it. I'm savoring the moment right before Crisis. So I'm about to watch Crisis for the first time.
Oliver dies.
No. Thanks.
He's like all pissed. He's like, all right, I quit.
I'm out. I'm done. No, I'm not gonna watch. So I'm actually excited because Tom Wheeling from Smallville, I know, makes an appearance. One of my favorite shows. So
it's don't get high hopes, but it's good.
Yeah, I even if it's just for a second, so I don't care.
Yeah, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Okay.
It was a good crossover. Yeah, I was telling you. It was a really good crossover.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Anything else, guys, before we move on?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So Comic-Con, I don't know if you guys heard. One of the reasons actually we started the podcast and one of our first, probably biggest episodes in the beginning was Comic-Con to be or not to be. I wouldn't recommend going. Our audio used to be a lot worse. Not that it's great now, but it was worse. I don't know how it could be. But we did a lot of talking about this, and so Comic-Con's gonna happen for the San Diego version. It's just gonna be virtual again. Boo. But they're thinking about doing two versions of this Comic-Con. They're gonna do one virtual and try at the end of the year to do a live one. So they are not leaving it off the table of trying to set up a live one, which I thought was pretty cool. And actually, Derek, I'm going to come back to you one more time. Microsoft Mesh, you sent that. I started to watch it. I just didn't have time to finish it. What is that about? There's a new tech coming out. Microsoft.
Yeah, hologram technology, basically. So it's like some, you know how Iron Man pulls up his, like, specs and stuff, and, like, he's able to, like, interact with it?
Mm-hmm.
Basically that, but with HoloLens. So it's like, you guys ever watched that Ready Player One movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like Ready Player One mixed with like some Tony Stark, mixed with like Blade Runner type of stuff, you know?
Like, but it's this guy, like, if we were talking right now, we all can see each other with the holograph, just talking to each other.
Yeah, like we could, whoever hosts the meeting, like, sets up a area.
So if Derek is just wearing underwear, we'll be able to see his bulge?
Yeah.
Son of a.
Yeah, I know.
Soul.
I'm in.
The HoloLens itself is $3,000.
Wow. Yeah. Almost as much as my VCR.
Huh?
I'm just kidding. It's almost as much as my VCR.
The beta software for it.
Oh, that's crazy, man. I can't believe we're there. Like, all these, You know, that's how a lot of this stuff starts up, right? It's just a concept in the movie sometimes, or like someone thinks it up and then like people are like, I'm going to make that happen. Like the hoverboard, right?
And then Terminator comes and we're all fucked.
That's what I've been saying for years.
The robots are coming. Oh, that's
the
crazy.
The tin hat.
Also in news, Disney, now don't get your hopes up, everyone, because there's still work to be done. But Disney is looking about they finally got this last Friday the directives, or what are they calling it, the procedural things to open up. And you know, they still got to go down to a certain color level, and there's a lot of things that have to happen. But they actually got their you know, the governor here in the state of California actually finally gave them some stuff to do, like to get there. I'm hoping that it opens in the next few months. We hope, but it looks like it's actually more possible now than it's been. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's funny because I looked into that too, and they're like, we'll allow 17% like capacity. So 17%, you're like, oh, how much is that? So this is at max capacity. It's 84,000.
Wow.
So also, 17 is gonna be like 14. It's like four. I did the math, and it was like 14,000 people can be there.
Wow!
Oh my Jesus!
Only SoCal residents are allowed too. Only people from California too.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. You know, I gotta say this, and what I actually think the first couple, why this starts up, it's going to be very. The lines aren't, even though there's less people. They're going to have to clean in between rides. They're going to have to social distance you. You're not allowed. One of the protocols was not, is to be indoors in line, in queue. So, like, that causes a lot of problems for Disney because there's so many queue lines, like Star Tours and Indiana Jones and Space Mountain and,
not only that, but the line is going to be, like, ridiculous long. Not, like, long, like, wait line. But it's going to be long because they have to be 6 feet apart, each guest.
And they have to clean in between. There's going to be delays. It's going to be interesting to see how the actual logistics work out.
I'm calling it now. I bet certain rides are going to be open certain days. So like probably like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like only Pirates and Haunted Mansion will be open. But then like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they'll be closed or whatever. Or Tuesdays and Thursdays, they'll be closed.
That or I think the Fast Pass is going to be heavily used. So you have a time window so you can come, and then there's no more waiting in line.
Yeah, do you think they're going to do Fast Pass?
Huh?
Do you think Fast Pass is going to still be a thing?
No. I don't think it's going to be a thing. It's going to be the norm now. Like, if you want to get on the ride, you have to get a pass, and it'll give you a window to come in.
Some dystopian future stuff there, bro.
That's what used to keep... Yeah. The one thing that used to keep the park empty, let's just say in quotes, empty, was the fact that... that people were in line, you know? So if a big ride was down, the park would be a lot more crowded, you know? And even like times when you have the parade or fireworks, like everyone would gather and the park would be less crowded so you can go on more rides. So those things, like I heard they're getting rid of like the parades, of course. And so I don't know. It's going to look very different, that's for sure. But would I still go? Yes. I would still try to buy tickets and go because I love Disneyland. All right. I got a question for you guys. This is actually... I was super surprised when I heard this news, but I wanted to actually just put it to you guys as a question to see if anyone could get it right. Netflix, biggest show of all time, right? And they count this by the most viewings in the first 28 days of it being released. What show is it? Oscar, you're first.
Your first. No, it's not that. I saw this somewhere. Oh, where was it?
Nope.
No. It was some stupid show too.
Bridgerton. It's that new show that came out. It's like that period piece, Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
75 million people watched and completed the first season in the first 28 days. That's like their biggest one. That's like Netflix's big. That's like 1980 numbers for like the Super Bowl and stuff, you know? Like in 90 numbers, like when there was nothing else to watch on TV type of thing. Like people are in on Netflix, man. Netflix is the juggernaut. There's like, they're making up shows, period pieces. And this is a show that caters to the female, you know, to that female audience. Like the guy, I guess, is dreamy, and it's, you know, this, it's very based in the rom-com type of thing. So
very relatable.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was talking to my dad today, and he goes, just this last year, I watched more TV than my whole life. And I started thinking about it. It's so true. So imagine how many other people are watching more Netflix, more TV streams, YouTube. Mm-hmm. So all that's like crazy views are like doubled and everything.
You know, a lot more people canceled their cable service because a lot of people had their cable service, right? And there was a little article I read.
People still use cable?
No, not cable, but actually cable and satellite, and people had them, right? So they get home, they watch 15, 20 minutes, da 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 da. A lot of people spend time home and they realize that there's nothing on. So what they did is they canceled them because they can stream exactly everything they want. They could spend $60 getting a good amount of streaming networks and be satisfied with that. Cause you know, there's now they release so much, you don't even have time to keep up and watch. So.
Yeah, I know. I have like 50 things I want to watch and never do.
Yeah, I feel you. All right. One last thing before I play the promo, because I know WandaVision just ended, so we're going to talk about that next. But I wanted to go into just right before, because on the 19th, I believe it is, the Falcon and Winter Soldier are going to come. I'm going to drop their newest clip because I think it's pretty cool. But right before that, I got a little Derek news. Derek.
Yo.
So this on the Sci-Fi Channel, you know what TV show they're in production on, right? And their Jennifer Tilly's going to be in that.
Jennifer Tilly, really?
Yeah, Chucky. Ooh. Chucky's going to have
a
series, and they're actually casting like a lot of the people who have played in the Chucky franchise. And I didn't know if you knew this. I'm like, oh my god, I got to tell Derek about this.
Yeah, Tiffany she played Tiffany, right?
Right, the wife. The
bride. Played Tiffany. Bride of Chucky.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's bride of Chucky.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Now that I hear it, I mean, Jake actually got the Child's Play VHS, and I'm all for it. Killer dolls, let's all, you know, sign me up.
I'm not, it's a little scary, like Annabelle, oh, hell no. All right, let's get into this promo for the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I think it's really cool, and then we will jump into WandaVision.
Our country is vulnerable. We need new heroes. Let's get to work. We're not a team.
Nope.
We're partners. Co-workers.
We look damn good. Streaming March 19th, exclusively on Disney Plus.
Dude, I'm in for this, especially because this show has it blew my mind how good WandaVision was. So we're going to go into a little review on this last and final episode of WandaVision. Daniel. Derek, now, real quick. Derek, Oscar, are you guys caught up?
No,
yes.
I'm not.
I am.
Oh, Oscar, woo! Oscar's in.
Finally caught up all the way.
Nice. All right, man. Daniel, you got the reins, dude. Bring us in, bring us home on this latest amazing episode of WandaVision.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. Well, so, it starts from the beginning, obviously.
Yeah.
But it ends off where the last episode ended, where Agnes is holding her two childs kind of on a leash, saying, "What are you going to do, Scarlet?" Pretty much, or not Scarlet. I don't want. It kind of goes on there. I'll mention that later.
Okay.
But she calls on Wanda, like, "What are you going to do?" And so she gets all mad and she starts about to fight her. And all of a sudden, White Vision comes down and she's so confused, like, Vision?
Mm-hmm.
And then Vision kind of like caresses her with one hand and brings the other hand to the other side of her face. And she's like, "Oh, what's going on?" And all of a sudden you see Vision trying to crush her skull in.
Yeah.
And it was like so epic. And all of a sudden her Vision came, the normal colored Vision came. And then they start duking it out. Oh man, it was so epic. That was like a full on like Marvel movie fight scene of Vision versus Vision.
Yeah. And just to be, just to kind of go into that really quick. What was epic about it is they were fighting, they were going at it. They were, you know, they were blasting Mind Stone versus whatever White Vision has in his head. Like they were just like, it was like into the ground. I mean, one of my favorite fight scenes in the MCU so far. Like I loved this like dynamic of this fight scene because it's equal power versus equal power, right? Like you knew that there's no way they can't have a victor in that, you know? So
it was just so epic. And then from there, Wanda's like, all right, Vision got the other Vision, and then she Agatha finally lets go of her kids, and then they go at it. So it's like, oh man, so everything's just happening so quick, and this episode was just more like a lot of action,
yeah,
packed,
very action packed. And you know what? To kind of like really just kind of break it down, because I want to get into more of the end, because basically this is a final, everyone fighting, everyone getting down. A couple of the major points in this, I thought were, it's really cool the way Agatha, correct?
Uh-huh.
She can absorb power. So Scarlet Witch, Wanda, like, realizes that and her hand's starting to turn black. Because early on, when they did backstory on Agatha, you realize that she destroys a covenant by absorbing all their powers when they're trying to like punish her for the crime she's committed, right? Because she's evil and she's done things. So that comes full circle. That comes back in this episode. Vision and White Vision really are going at it, and Vision goes, you're not, he's like, your protocol is to kill Vision, but I'm not the real Vision. And that like throws White Vision off. So they go into a very convoluted, very amazing, which the producer loved this part, very amazing conversation about how a ship is really, is it a ship? Is it the original ship? If it starts changing parts and the wood and rotted wood and all this stuff, and I don't really want to go into it, but like YouTube that, it was a really cool scene. And it basically stops the other Vision from attacking him and allows Vision to reinstate all of Vision's memories into White Vision. And then White Vision's gone. Like, he's gone. So you're, like, biting at the lip. Like, what the hell? Like, oh, my God.
Yep.
Like, I want, like, wait, no, come back and fight. And, like, he realized, like, maybe it was, I don't know where he went. And I'm sure we'll find out at some point.
Yeah, but not only that, but Vision, when they were having that conversation, the Vision that Wanda made, he's like, let me unlock your true memories. So he grabbed his head and he did the little, like, you know how everybody's going to control WandaVision and they tap and she, all of a sudden the people come back to normal?
Yeah.
So he pretty much did that to the White Vision, and then had a flashback when he was created. He saw Ultron and he saw his own death and he saw he come back, and then he saw him fighting Captain America. Like everything that happened in all the MCU movies, he just has a big old flashback. So now he knows everything again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like back to like square one, like, who am I? And now he's like, okay, no, I know who I am now. But that's why he's like, he left after that. So it's pretty crazy. So now he has like a memory of kind of who he is.
Yeah, which is weird though. This is one thing I didn't like. If he knew all of that, then why didn't he stay and help Wanda? Because he knows how Wanda is special to him.
But the thing is that Jarvis is not in him.
Oh.
Because Jarvis is what give him the personality.
Oh, okay.
Now he's just...
Himself, right?
Yeah, but not only that, but like the reason... Because Jarvis was a smart AI to Tony Stark. So that was pretty much running Vision. Now, Vision is just Android with all these memories. It's kind of like he's building his own personality now. Yeah,
okay. He's starting from scratch, basically, with these memories that he can...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Right, interesting. Well, so that kind of concludes that. I mean, we get to a scene where Wanda and Agnes are going at it, and pretty much Agnes detaches everyone from the hex, detaches all the people, the participants. So now everyone is very fully aware of their own mind, not the one that Wanda's controlling, and they're pretty much begging and pleading, want to let us go, please. Like, oh my God, we're feeling your pain. We're hearing your dreams. This sucks. Like, I just want to, you know, like my kids, like in their room, and I can't be with my kid. Like it breaks your heart to hear all that. So Wanda realizes that and opens up the gates to the hex.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get through it quick just so we can get to the end, because I really think people should watch this show. So I don't want to break everything down for them, but I thought the final scene. So everyone comes in, the sword comes in, sword comes in to kind of go after Wanda and destroy whatever they need to destroy to get their white vision, and to, because they actually are trying to blame Wanda for everything. And no one knows about this other vision. So what they want to do is have this vision destroy her, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Vision's gone. Other Vision comes. The kids are there. She's basically says, let me take care of this. And she's going to fight her. And Daniel, you can go on to this final fight scene with them.
So they go at it, and Scarlet's like, do you remember I think it was Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron, when they first introduced her, she messed with all the Avengers. Like, she would run behind them and couldn't put like fake memories and make them all loopy and like, like, it just threw everybody off. You know, remember how like Tony Stark saw everybody die and the whole Avengers die, that scene? So pretty much she did that to Agnesa and brought her back to this, like, when she was about to die. And then all of a sudden, Agnesa's like, you can't control me like that. I'm more powerful than you think. So it ends up turning back on her. And then she kind of pushes out of that reality, and they keep fighting up in the sky. And then you see Scarlet just throwing her magic balls, magic powers straight at her. And like, but you don't notice little things, like she was hitting her, but also throwing them past her.
Yeah.
Hitting the actual wall of the hex. And then what she actually did was she made a witch hex, where only the witch who sets the hex can use her powers and other witches can't. So pretty much she did that on her, and she gave her all her power, making it seem like she has everything to Agnesa. In reality, she didn't. And she tried to do a power back at her, at Wanda, and she sees that her power's not working. And that's when Wanda's like, tell her plan was like, look, I do learn from you. This is your own trick on yourself, and da da da. And she ends up like having all the power, and then she steals all the power from Agna, and all of a sudden you start seeing her come out with her actual true Wanda outfit. And that's, and he's like, and Agnes told her, you don't know what you just did. You're now going to become the actual Scarlet Witch. And I actually got her name, Scarlet Witch, from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a little crown on her. She has a little gown, like little dress style. Like, she looks so epic. I think she looked really good.
And during this, they introduced the book. And what is the book called? I actually heard what it was.
The book. What's the book of?
It's like a book of magic, and like, but it's the dark arts.
Magic.
Yeah,
it's that's a lot. There's a lot to that. I had to add on to that, but we'll talk about it towards the end.
Yeah. So,
but that's the what's the book called? Yeah. But yeah. Go ahead.
So basically, they come back down. She puts a spell on her to keep her as the like nosy neighbor in the like kind of sitcom that she was in. Then she goes into Vision. Real quick rewind. The director of Sword comes down. He's trying to attack the kids. Monica comes out and literally does like Captain Marvel shit. Like, bullets are coming through her and like dropping, and she's like full force using her powers. Super cool scene. Super cool scene to see her use her powers. The kids use their powers. And basically, Darcy comes and just, because he's trying to get away after he tries to like shoot everyone, the director, and Darcy smashes her van that she was driving into that. So everyone comes, the day is saved. We get to this end, and I'll let you kind of go from there, Daniel, after this. But Wanda makes a decision with Vision to go put the kids to bed and to close the hex. So the hex is closing in. It's this very beautiful scene. Closes in on the house, and it goes back to the point where the house wasn't even built and she didn't create this hex. So now we're there at the end of this chapter. The hex is gone. She puts her hood on. She walks into town, and everyone's kind of freaking out looking at her. Monica walks up and says, and I don't remember what she said. It was something like, to the extent like, they're never going to know what you sacrificed here today.
Right, yeah. And she also told her, like, if it was my mom and I had your powers, I would do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. And it makes you realize what she really did. She, if you had those powers, every single one of us would do that. You know, we would. We would bring someone back, you know? Someone back that we truly love, that we're in pain for, that's gone. So, and that's it. She flies off. She gets into her, like, she literally goes into her Scarlet Witch outfit, which is super sick, and flies off. And you don't realize something at the point until the final scene, the second scene, the end credit scene. But then, did you have anything else to add for the actual episode, Daniel?
It was just a good episode. Like, yeah. We'll put together, like, it didn't, and it was a longer episode, so it was longer than our normal 30-25 minute episode. It was like almost an hour episode.
Yeah. I actually told you this, Daniel. The only thing I didn't like about this is the Quicksilver payoff wasn't a payoff.
Oh yeah.
It was a manipulation of Agnes, and I kind of didn't like that. I was really hoping for the MCU to be opened up, and we didn't get that out of this. So that was a bummer. So it was a neighbor, and she like put some spell on her, and Monica like used her powers to figure out what was controlling him and took it off. And he's just like some neighbor that looked like him. So that was a bummer. Okay. First credit scene, Daniel, go.
So, I forgot her. I spaced out her turn.
Monica Rambeau.
Yeah. She gets called by another FBI agent. Like, oh, we have somebody who's looking for you over here. Can you please come with me? So they go to the movie theater, and the lady who brought her in ended up switching over to a Skrull. And the Skrull is the little girl that she became friends with and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, so the big guy is calling you. And he's like, where is he at? And she points up to the sky. So it's bringing her back to the Captain Marvel / Nick Fury tie-in, like where the end of Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Where he's in the ship up there. So she's pretty much bringing him up there too.
Yeah. There's a new hero in the mist, and it's going to go into this thing where they're trying to find other superheroes out there in the universe. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty cool. Now, final scene. This is the end credit, and we go into this beautiful setting in the mountains. Post it, and you see Wanda sitting there on this porch. She gets up and she walks inside this house, right? And this is like a cabin in the middle of nowhere. She is by herself. She walks in, camera goes past her, it goes into this room, and then you see another Wanda sitting there with this book, studying and manipulating and working on this book. Like, I was like, oh shit, like that, there's something here. And Daniel put me onto a YouTube video that kind of explains that, but I'll let you do that, Daniel.
Yeah, so the book, it's, dang, I totally forgot the name of this book. It's going to bite me in the butt later. So pretty much this book, I think it's called Darkhold or something like that, Dark something. Anyways, but this is pretty much Mephisto's, like the devil's book, pretty much, the Marvel Universe's devil's book. And here, the biggest like pull that everybody kills on, this is introduced, and then this is the gateway how we're going to get vampires, we're going to get werewolves, we're going to get Blade, Ghost Rider. All this is going to tie in for that universe to come out, like all the Dark Universe.
And the multiverse, too.
Right? The multiverse, yeah. And then Scarlet, she's actually doing her research, because at the end of the episode, she's like, I don't understand my powers, but I will.
Yeah.
And then, so now she's understanding, and she's learning quick. So like how Sky said, like in the beginning of that credit scene, you see her outside drinking coffee. But when she goes in, you see her another version of her reading the book. And she's doing exactly what Doctor Strange was doing. You know, when Doctor Strange, he gets out of his body and he's into like phasing, kind of like does double phasing kind of a thing. That's what she's doing. Like her body's still there moving, but she actually projects herself reading and studying. So she's up there already, like close to Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And yeah, power wise, Scarlet Witch is stronger than Doctor Strange, but Doctor Strange was such a good, like actual doctor. Like he's into schooling, like everything. That's why he became such a strong, superior, like Sorcerer Superior. Because he read all his all the books they had there, everything. So he learned very fast too. But Scarlet's stronger.
Yeah.
So now that she's getting to the same point as them, so it's going to be very interesting in conflict with both of them.
All right. Now we're running really long on this. I just wanted to tie it in really quick with everyone's take. Oscar, come back in real quick. What did you think of this series and how it ended? Would you recommend it? Did you love it? Did you hate it?
Okay, like for me, it kind of started off very slow in the very first episode, maybe kind of slow in the second, but I started enjoying it more mid-second episode. I would recommend it. For me, I was just like, it ended up kind of like seeing like, I kind of suspected it was going to be the neighbor, the nosy neighbor kind of in the middle of it. I was like, this bitch is always around, and why she always around, you know? I didn't like the fact she's always around and always coming in whenever Wanda was in a crisis. So I would recommend it. I would really recommend it for if another person ever asks me like, hey, should I watch WandaVision? I would say yes.
Okay. What about you, Daniel?
Definitely. Like I agree with Oscar said. If you're like a millennial or just started the Marvel stuff, you're not going to understand the first three episodes. But if you're into like old school TV dramas, like the Brady Bunch, like what's the first
Malcolm episode? In the
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. It was a Brady Bunch. It was Dick Van Dyke Show.
Then yeah, if you know that stuff, you're going to enjoy it. The throwback to it. But just hold on to it. Give it a shot. Four episodes in, it gets more traditional color and gets stronger and stronger to like the newer MCU stuff.
All right, you guys definitely heard it here. Watch this. It's a great show. I loved it. I loved it because you really got to care about two characters that we didn't get a lot of, you know, before that. So WandaVision, we're going to miss you. Falcon, Winter Soldier, we're coming for you next. All right, guys, let's get into what happened in history, nerd history, the last 100 years or so, I guess. First thing off is this movie came out in 1933, and they're still making movies about this guy today.
The airplane's got him. Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. Was beauty killed the beast?
You guys remember that, don't you? Derek, you know that one?
Yep.
Original King Kong.
King Kong. Yeah. King Kong.
It actually premiered first off in Radio City Music Hall in New York. So that's where the, what do they call them? The Radio City Rockettes, where the ladies who kicked their legs up. Didn't think I was going to get that. All right. In 1941, Jack Kirby's character creation first made publication.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through.
I still think, you know what's weird is I wasn't a big fan of Captain America when I was a kid, but as these movies came out, I like grew to love this character. I mean, I liked him. He was great, but grew to love him with the MCU because there was other characters that were more appealing to me, like Iron Man and Hulk, you know? So what do you got? Are you guys Captain America fans or Bueller?
He's cool.
He's cool.
Sorry, I got no judgment.
Derek, you a fan?
I'm a fan of his villain. Red Skull.
Oh, yeah. Red Skull's badass.
Red Daniel? Skull's sick.
I think we lost Daniel. Daniel's on
me. Yeah, man. I like Captain America.
I like Captain America, and I really enjoy it.
All right. This movie. No, okay. You lost your turn, dude. Whatever. Well, this movie came out in 1965 and is actually one of the most popular musicals of all time.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Oh, love, love that movie. You guys know the movie?
Mary Poppins?
No, no. Same actress, though. Close. Any others?
Sky with the Wind or whatever was that?
Yeah. Sound of Music.
There you go. Never mind.
Best part. Sound of the Wind. Sound of the Wind.
I kind of had her. She had that picture image with that, where she's running or singing in the meadow.
Yeah, that's actually that's the opening of that. And there's a throwback to that in Beauty and the Beast, by the way. That kind of opening song on the top of a hill in a meadow. So that was Best Picture in 1966. All right. I'm not a fan of this group, and which surprises a lot of people. I really actually hate this group. I just think I don't like their music, but. I'm sure I'll get some throwback on that, but this song was released in 1974. You guys know the song?
No.
That's ABBA Waterloo. And I'm sure some of our listeners be like, what? You don't like them? Just not a fan of Waterloo. Or
ABBA.
Like ABBA? I don't like ABBA, dude, at all. Yeah, I'm just not, I don't know. Like, I've just always, when they come on, I turn them off. I've just, you know, there's just those groups that you just don't like that everyone else likes. That's one of them. This group I actually love. And in 1979, this song was number one. Why I play it longer. You could tell the songs I really like, I play them a little bit longer. In 1981, Walter Cronkite signed off as CBS anchor during this time, and he was actually really known for breaking the JFK news. It was during one of the soap operas of that time. He came on twice, actually. First time just to kind of say there's been shots fired, and next to tell pretty much the world that JFK had been assassinated. So it's a really cool clip. I do have it, but I'm not going to play it tonight just because we're running out of time. But I check out YouTube. It's actually really interesting to hear that story about how and hear him actually break that news. In 1982, this actor overdosed and died, and he was amazing. I'm going to play a little clip of him impersonating Joe Crocker. But he also was part of another group that was amazing that actually did some movies.
What would you do if I sang half to? Would you stand up and look down on me? Lay on me your ear and I'll sing you a song.
You guys know who he is? Any guesses?
Jeremy?
No.
Sounds like Jeremy. Yeah.
Derek,
Jeremy.
Part of the Blues Brothers, Saturday Night Live, overdosed in 1982. John Belushi. We got to get you guys up on your history, man. All right, in 1984, this song was number one, actually number one first in Germany, and they actually re-recorded in English so we could play it here and actually went to number two here.
You and I in a little toy shop. Bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one they were gone. Back at base, boxing the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99
Red Balloons Red by Balloons. Nina. Mm-hmm. That's a great song, actually. I was glad I got reintroduced to that. I haven't heard it in a long time, and I love
the cover is pretty good for that song, too, yeah. By Goldfinger.
Oh, is it? I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's an old, it's a 90s song, dude. Yeah. Pretty good.
All right, in 1992, this group kind of cleans up all the music awards and is tearing everybody up, excuse me. I actually really love this song, but the radio's played it so much, I got so sick of it. But to hear it again, I actually I forgot how much love I have for this song.
R.E.M.
You got it. Losing My Religion. Great song, man. The radio stations played it so much back in the early 90s. All right. This comedian, I love this comedian. I think he's hilarious. He actually won in 1995 the American Comedian Award for the year.
I'll tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Now, last week I told my wife I need a home improvement loan. She gave me $1,000 to move out. I'll tell you, my wife, there's always something, you know? Well, the other day I called her up. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this? I'll tell you, my wife, she never went to me. Well, the first time I called her up, she told me, come on over, there's nobody home. I went over, there was nobody home.
I love Ronnie Dangerfield, dude. He's so funny. Actually, if you never listened to his comedy, go back and listen to it. It's actually really good.
He was in Little Nicky, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Little Nicky was in...
So even in hell, I get no respect.
Oh, that's awesome.
His eyes are always cool. I like his eyes.
Yeah.
He was in that Oingo Boingo music video for that Robert Downey Jr. movie with the house party. Or what was it, Sky?
It was... he was in the whole movie, actually. It was Back to School.
There we go.
Back to School. All right, in 1995... this group actually has their first live show in Portland. Hello, I've waited here for you. I love that song. I would actually play it longer.
When?
1995 was their first live show.
Wow, 95.
I'm old.
Yeah. Right. He's old now too. I recently saw an interview with him. I'm like, dang man, he's an older guy now.
Dude, they've been playing for a long time. Like, think about it, they're almost 20 years in. You know, it's crazy. Like, and I love the Foo Fighters. I actually really think they're one of the bands of the 90s that just that aged really well with their music, and it's still really really good music. So, this group was together for 35 years and finally parted ways in 2020. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black man's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Our freedom of speech. Right. Fight the power. Right, Derek?
Dedicate. Yeah, Sky. We know that struggle, right?
We know that struggle, baby. All right. It is time for... Oh, yeah. Starting What If really late tonight. But that's okay, because me and Derek are staying up. Oh, yeah. All right.
Hot.
Did I try? That's my one moment. I'm one woman in the sun. all right, I got a question for you guys, okay?
You got answers.
If you could put one word into any document in history, any document, right? Okay. Could be Declaration of Independence, Gosh, I don't know many documents in history. Let's just go with that one. What word would you put in? Like four score and seven motherfucking years ago. What do you think? Do you think you think it'd be funny to put some, like, just randomly put words in there?
Dick.
Like who is, you know what? Instead of John Hancock, write John Handick. It's almost the same thing, right?
Oh, what?
What? All right, no, actually, being serious, what do you think would be the most interesting thing to make a floor out in your house? And you couldn't use like your typical things, right? Can't use wood or cement, like, but you had to make a floor in your house. You can make it out of water if you wanted to, or you can make it out of, like, you know, whatever, like just rocks.
Wood.
Not wood. You can't use wood. You can't use your typical things. Regular material. Like you can't use regular stuff. Like you could use like, just, you know, like if you use wood, you have to get like plank, like just regular pieces of like forest.
Rotten driftwood. Yeah.
What would you make your floor out of? I'd actually do kind of like on the House's Lava show. I think that'd be totally cool. Like make everything water, but everything kind of like the furniture at least can stay on top. You know, and you'd have to like jump around your house. That'd be fucking fun, dude.
So you would have made your floor out of water.
Like, no, like floor is lava water, you know? So you're always playing a game, dude. You come home.
Yeah, so water.
Water. Yeah, pretty much water, yeah.
With fog lights and colored lights. So water.
Water. Okay, this guy chooses water floors. Okay.
Water floors. Don't ever get drunk. You fucking drown in your own house.
I would do cotton.
Cotton? Oh, just, that'd be sick.
Just to be nice and
fall from any angle. You'll be
just like you're falling into a pillow.
Ooh, I'm going to go with gelatin. Cherry gelatin.
Oh, damn. That would be a mess just to walk anywhere.
Yeah, but you gotta bounce around. If you get hungry, dude, just lay down and just like get a couple bites. Just
start like munching on the floor to the foundation of it.
Oscar? Blue sand. You know that one sand that was going on in like HP with like when it was like blue when you walked on it?
Oh, that's sick. God, you guys have some good ideas. What the?
Every time you walk on it, like you're gonna, the whole floor was gonna just turn blue.
Be cool. Exotic.
Yeah, that'd be actually kind of cool. I'm actually a little jealous right now. Fuck you,
Oscar. Guys, plain ass water floors.
Yeah. I was doing floors lava water, dude. That's more fun, okay? Not just
it's not lava water, bro.
Water, it's water.
It's water with lights.
Dude, you guys make it sound boring, okay? Whatever.
Not like you made the rest of the house into the opposite of course, dude. just a floor.
Oh my gosh, whatever. Okay. If you were a 1990s cartoon villain, who would you be? Or just any cartoon villain. If you could pick to be a villain in any cartoon, and that was like your role, and was your real life, who would you pick?
Dagger from Skeleton Warriors.
I was thinking that.
Dagger?
Yeah,
Master. He was like this little midget, and then he wore like a helmet, like a war helmet, and an eye patch, and he just threw bombs. Like he just threw bombs at them. That's all he did. Ran the motorcycle.
Wore
a sick ass cape.
What about you, Danny? You can't pick the same one. I'm giving that one to Derek.
Oh man, I would be. I don't know why I could be Master Shredder.
Oh,
pretty sick.
That'd be cool.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I actually like the movie version of him, too. I love those original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. What about you, Oscar? Who would you be? What villain?
I guess Daffy Doug, and how he's always fighting with Bugs Bunny.
I don't think he's a villain, dude.
What the fuck?
Lord Zedd from the Power Rangers.
There
we go. Better than Daffy Duck, bro.
I would be Megatron, dude. I think that'd be badass.
I think that's my second choice. I was thinking of that too.
Wait, which one though? Dinobot Megatron or
Nah, regular, dude? I'm going back 80s Megatron, dude. I'd be a like a pistola, dude.
Pistola.
I'd be a cuete.
So getting used by the other Decepticons.
Yeah, hey, dude. I know you always had to jump into someone else's hand. Like, hey, use me.
He never just floated as a gun, bro. He always smurfed. He transformed and then like threw himself and somebody's like fucking catch. Oh shit.
It was usually he'd throw himself to Shockwave though.
Shockwave was a good deal.
It was weird because Shockwave was literally a cassette player.
Yeah, didn't his cassette launch and it became like some type of like animal, like a dog or like a cat or something?
There was a dog, it became Rampage, and he also had like some kind of hawk that would come out. But he was literally a cassette player. Like that's like, so what sick. The fuck, dude. Now that I think he was one of my favorite ones too, but he was a fake cassette player. Like, what the hell? That's some bullshit, dude. I've never thought about that. But I think in the movies though, they make him like some kind of like sonic blocker, right? Or like some kind of sound.
Yeah, they made him like to like a one-eyed. Oh wait, I don't think that's him. Is it? No, I was thinking of some other one.
One-eyed Willie? That's your name, your peepee, Derek.
Yeah, one-eyed Willie.
All right, I have two part question for you guys. The world's ending. Zombie apocalypse. Let's do a zombie apocalypse. You only can pick one person to survive with you. Who would it be? One from our guests and one for whoever, anybody in general.
Who's first then?
Let's go with Sky. Who out of us three you pick, and then who in general, who do you pick to have by your side? It doesn't have to be us as well.
Is it? Are we picking because like
in general, like
okay? But I'm gonna ask you one quick question. Do they have power ups? Like, for example, am I picking Derek and I get his guns?
Yes. So
Derek,
pretty much, yeah.
Derek,
you can put that.
Derek.
But it's okay. Look, I'll make it easier for you guys.
Okay.
Derek, yep. you get picked Derek, you get ammo and guns. Okay.
Okay.
You pick me, you get strong and endurance.
Okay.
More strong.
Yeah. No, I know, but just saying, that's your power up. If you get Oscar, he's a healer. So you get damage, he'll smoke you up, and you're fine again.
Hold on. I do have my background in medicine. Like, I went to school to become a pharmacy technician.
Okay.
A psychedelic trope.
Okay, and then for Sky, he's robotic, so he can build you stuff.
Fuck, man,
we're
just as a robot
here, bro. I know, but he'll build this stuff.
Fucking rest out.
Yeah, so that's your four options. That's only from our circle. And after that, you have to pick somebody out of our circle. If it's somebody in our circle, you can say their name again. But
they have to be real, right?
I would pick, yeah, I would actually, real. Just because I would need the
and
weapons.
You have to know them, Sky, not like Santa Claus and all that stuff.
Hey, you know what? Santa Claus actually is a really good choice here, so whatever, bro. I would pick Derek for the group just because of his weapons, and I think he would help out there, and I think I would pick my boy Leonardo DiCaprio, dude. He's been in enough movies to understand how to get out of a situation.
No, like not like a actual person that you know, like,
exactly.
In your
okay,
life.
Fine. Oh. Al Pacino.
Fuck off.
That's the guy you met at Hollywood Boulevard, dude.
Those actors.
All right, fine. Okay, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh my god!
You don't even know him personally.
I have a picture with him. How do you know?
Because I was there with you.
Yeah, I was there too.
We're all there. Get back to Sky. I mean,
oh my god!
Me. Come back to him. Oscar,
go with Oscar.
Daniel will be the one I choose. I'd rather have stability and strength over someone that can build something or guns.
Cool.
And someone that I know. Fuck, what I know. My dad, I guess, because he knows how to like hike and like he knows about all the wood stuff shit. So I'll roll with us.
Cool. good. Good choices. See, Sky, that's how you fucking do it. Right there. That's how you do it.
Fine. I'll pick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
That would have been my pick, too.
All right, Derek, what do you got?
I'm going to go with stability, too. So I'm going to go with Sky, Lee Smart, and then Maria. She has, like, the full-on nurse background and shit. So Maria.
Keep you alive.
Fuck you. Fucking buy me an extra 10 minutes. Keep trucking.
Yeah, Sky and Maria on your side. Nice.
All right, Derek, what about you? Daniel, what about you?
I think I would. I'm not picking him because he picked me, but I think I'll pick Oscar. Only because I feel like we can get, if we do get hurt, you end up dying because you got hurt, and you, at least you have somebody to back you up who can fix you up. That's why I think I will pick Oscar. And then I would do the same thing. Like Oscar, I would pick my dad because he's great with his hands. He knows outdoors. He knows how to maneuver, and he knows kind of like to MacGyver stuff to make it work. So I would choose my dad.
We love you, Dad. I love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad. Love you, bro. Yes, cares. That's my dad.
We know the struggle.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right, though. I'd actually pick Sylvester Stallone. I know him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, thanks, guy. You know, don't be lazy. And, you know, I'm a big fan of this guy, you know. Hey, Adrian! Okay, thanks, Sylvester. All right, brother. Peace out. All right, guys. That is it for the podcast tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Answer your question.
That will be answered next time on The Gathering.
Oh, God.
We'll save that one. All right. Everyone, thank you for joining The Gathering tonight. We really appreciate your time. Thank you for giving us an hour plus of your time to sit back and nerd out with us and enjoy the insanity that we bring every week. We love it. And I would pick Jeremy just so I could be entertained, by the way. Jeremy, you're my Robin out there in the zombie land. All right. Thank you from The Gathering. We will catch you on the next gathering. Gather on.